Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 29, The Peshtigo Fire. On the night of the 8th of October, 1871, a devastating inferno consumed the town of Peshtigo, Wisconsin, in what remains the deadliest wildfire in American history. Overshadowed by the more famous Great Chicago Fire, which occurred on the same night, the Peshtigo Fire claimed an estimated 1,500 to 2,500 lives, though the exact number remains unknown. The scale of destruction was almost incomprehensible, wiping entire communities off the map and leaving a landscape of smoldering ruins in its wake. The region surrounding Peshtigo was a hub of the lumber industry, with extensive forests and numerous sawmills supplying timber for the rapidly expanding nation. The town itself was a thriving settlement, home to around 1,700 people. However, in the weeks leading up to the disaster, the area had suffered from an unusually dry summer. The lack of rainfall turned the vast pine forests into a tinderbox, ready to ignite with the smallest spark. Farmers and loggers frequently employed controlled burns to clear land, a common practice that would prove fatal when combined with the extreme conditions of that fateful night. On the evening of the 8th of October, strong winds swept across the region, fanning small fires already burning in the forests into an unstoppable inferno. The flames moved at an unprecedented speed, creating a firestorm, an intense, self-sustaining blaze that generated its own winds and heat. Survivors described the horror as flames leapt from tree to tree, and a roaring wall of fire raced towards Peshtigo. The air itself seemed to catch fire as the intense heat ignited everything in its path. Many residents had no time to escape, and those who tried found themselves overwhelmed by the suffocating smoke and flames. Desperate townspeople sought refuge wherever they could. Some fled towards the Peshtigo River, immersing themselves in its waters for hours to escape the inferno. Even then, many succumbed to hypothermia, exhaustion, or burns sustained from the searing heat. Others perished in root cellars, hoping the earth would shield them from the flames, only to suffocate as the fire consumed the oxygen. The sheer intensity of the blaze melted metal, turned sand into glass, and left little but charred remains where homes and businesses once stood. In just a few hours, Peshtigo was reduced to ashes. The fire spread across an estimated 1.2 million acres, destroying multiple settlements and claiming thousands of lives. The devastation was so complete that entire families were wiped out, leaving no survivors to recount their fate. Some bodies were burned beyond recognition, making identification impossible. The tragedy was compounded by the difficulty in mounting a response. News of the disaster took days to reach the outside world, as telegraph lines had been destroyed and communication was severed. The response to the Peshtigo fire was hampered by the simultaneous crisis in Chicago, where the famous Great Chicago Fire had ignited the same night. With national attention focused on the urban disaster, aid to the rural communities of Wisconsin was slow to arrive. Survivors faced weeks of hardship, with little food, water, or shelter available. Relief efforts eventually reached the area, but the scars of the disaster remained long after the flames were extinguished. In the aftermath, efforts were made to understand the causes and scale of the fire. It was determined that a combination of dry conditions, high winds, and human activity had created the perfect storm for disaster. The concept of firestorms was not well understood at the time, but the Peshtigo fire provided a horrifying example of how natural and human factors could combine to create a catastrophe of unimaginable proportions. The impact of the Peshtigo fire extended beyond immediate loss of life and property. The disaster prompted discussions on fire safety, forest management, and emergency response planning. While the lessons learned were slow to be implemented, the fire served as a stark warning of the dangers of uncontrolled burns and the necessity of preparedness in fire-prone areas. Despite its scale and horror, the Peshtigo fire remains relatively unknown compared to other historical disasters. The simultaneous occurrence of the Great Chicago Fire diverted attention away from the tragedy, and the rural nature of the affected communities meant that fewer records survived. Nonetheless, the legacy of the Peshtigo fire endures in the memories of descendants and in the town's cemetery, where many of the unidentified dead rest in a mass grave. Today, the Peshtigo Fire Museum stands as a testament to the disaster, preserving artifacts and stories of those who lived through it. Visitors to the museum can see remnants of melted glass, charred household items, and first-hand accounts of the tragedy. The museum ensures that the memory of the fire and its victims is not forgotten, even as history books often overlook this catastrophic event. The Peshtigo fire remains a chilling reminder of nature's fury and the fragility of human settlements in the face of disaster. It is a story of immense loss, but also of resilience, as survivors rebuilt their lives from the ashes. While modern firefighting techniques and safety measures have improved dramatically since 1871, the lessons of Peshtigo continue to resonate. The fire's legacy serves as a warning of the destructive power of fire and the importance of vigilance in preventing such tragedies from happening again. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.